Now, here's Councillor Jim Fletcher. Let's be fair to Jim this morning. He's also Unionist Party councillor. He's one of the few councillors who've actually come on today. So let's make sure he's not at a disadvantage because he's come on. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for coming on, first of all. Do you support this policy? You're on the Ards and North Down Environment Committee.
Yes, I am a member of that committee, and I have queried the problems because I am exactly in the same situation as a number of the other residents. From time to time, I use it, and I would have to maybe say bring down fair quantities of waste material, and I come down with a trailer on the back of the car, and I'm very concerned that people like ourselves would be restricted from making use of that facility.
Well, it looks like they have the right to restrict you to three times a year now, Jim.
So I believe, yes. I've just had an email from a constituent about this, and I'm just in the process of having replied because I got some, exemplification of the rules. And if I can read you out the email that I have got. And you're correct in your understanding about compostable garden waste still being permitted into our HRCs, which are household recycling centres, in unlimited amounts, but only where it is drawn in an open trailer and by a car. We made the exemption in regard to trailers with garden waste specifically for the reason that we know this happens routinely over the summer, and it's not something we would want to impede householders from doing. Garden service contractors can also avail of this exemption that householders themselves enjoy, but they can't use a commercial type van, and this is where I would have a problem. Officers were of a view that the general application of the commercial type vehicle exclusion was necessary, firstly, to make the system practically workable for site staff, and secondly, to avoid different types of existing commercial vehicle users using the...
Was there a vote?
...of discriminating between them.
Was
that's
there,
important.
Jim, was there a vote in all of this?
Yes, there was a vote, as far as I'm aware.
And did you vote for it?
I can't remember. I would have imagined that I would have abstained.
You can't remember if you voted for it or not.
Oh, no.
This was only voted for last Wednesday, Stephen.
Yeah, well, I'll have to have a wee look.
Wednesday just past, Wednesday last week.
Well, that's okay. What I would have to say to you...
Why would you not be able to remember, Jim, what you voted for?
Because you don't seem to understand maybe the work of a councillor. We are involved with so many different issues over a very wide range of council abilities that you can go into meetings and you can be actually for something and vote for it and then move on to the next item.
Yeah, but the whole point is you don't know whether you voted for it or against it, Jim.
I would have been voting against it.
Right.
Can I make a point here? You're talking about your environmental policy and whatnot and everything. So what they'd rather have is, they would rather have somebody running to the dump with a car maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times through the day, right? Than taking it once in a van.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean?
Yes, it doesn't make sense. I understand perfectly well where you're coming from.
It doesn't make sense. Because
here's Ellen. We're getting calls from all over the North Down and Ardsborough area now. Yep. Ellen, morning, Ellen.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I run an action cancer shop in Portaferry. And at least twice a week, the man takes stuff from the shop to the skip. Where does this happen? Well, what do I do now? You know, I mean, it's a matter of books and, you know, things like that.
Well, according to the rules that are being described to me today, if you go over more than three times...
Yeah.
I've got the sheet in front of me here.
Yes.
In cases where a trailer is towed by a car and carrying waste that is not garden waste, right?
Yes.
So, in other words, that could be your action cancer waste, right?
Yes.
It could be. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Right. Then the council is saying that waste attendants will monitor the frequency of how you're using the site, and they have the right now to refuse entry if you're bringing the waste more than three times in a rolling 12 months.
Well, sure. This is twice every week this fella takes the stuff out of the shop. And
what
I mean...
They're wanting you to get a skip. That is what they're wanting you to do.
If I get a skip, where will they put it? Will they put it out in front of the shop and will they pay for it?
Yes, that's no. You'll have to pay for it. So you will, and it will have to sit outside the front of your shop.
There's no way that I could pay for a skip, and there's no way that the Kearns would let it park outside the shop.
But that's what they're wanting you to do, because your van, your man with the van, is not allowed to take out to the recycling from the 22nd.
What does he take it in? Does he have a commercial van?
No, no, he's only got a car, and he's not. He's only doing it for charity. He doesn't get paid for it or nothing. He's only he lifts it in the shop for me and takes it to the dump.
Has he got a trailer?
No, no, no. He hasn't got a trailer. He puts it all in the back and the bit of his car.
Well, he might be all right if he doesn't have a trailer. But
No.
But if anybody has a trailer, they could get blocked after three times now. What, Councillor Jim Fletcher, tell me this.
Will I tell you, Mr. Nolan, what I will do on behalf of all the callers into your show, I will bring it back to the council and ask that they review this particular document and the implications regarding it, and ask them to review it and to see if there's any other way around it. I'm quite happy to listen to what your callers are saying and take it on board and bring it back to the council.
Was there any
talking about saving money? They're talking about the 1.4 million that they're trying to save.
Yeah, you're right.
Hold on, Councillor Fletcher. Was there any public consultation around this?
Well, do you know?
Hold on, Jim Fletcher.
You're asking.
No, there wasn't.
I rely on the professional abilities of our staff to carry out all the necessary preliminary work to see that this is a feasible proposition. So I rely on them to do it. I wouldn't be aware. I am not aware of any public consultation.
Were you consulted, Ellen?
No.
Robert, were you consulted?
No.
John, were you consulted?
No wonder that people dump their stuff along the shore and all. And this is the carry-on that's going to be along the Walter Shore in Portaferry. They dump mattresses and everything.
Yes, it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. The rats is going to be the rats is bad at the minute, but that'll be worse then.
Because they're talking about saving 1.4 million. They have the factored in what it's going to cost to go and lift all the stuff from around the countryside that's going to be dumped.
Yes,
it's the same equivalent to burying your head in the sand and saying, "Do you know what?"
Yeah, but have any of you factored into what councils do if there's just more and more waste coming into a facility and they haven't got the money to cope with it?
At least it's being recycled, it's being dumped.
But it costs money to recycle it.
The ratepayers are already paying for it, and if they have to then get a skip, they're going to have to pay more. So it's going to cost the ratepayers even more.
But this council is saying that there is 1.5 million, there's 15,000 tonnes of waste, more than the Northern Ireland Council average, going into their centre.
Yes, so where's that?
Let me tell you something about whenever people are turning up to the recycling centre, most of the staff just say, go on ahead. Now, I recently purchased a waste carrier's licence. It costs £140 for 3 years for the first fee. After 3 years, it costs £70. Then you have to get a waste transfer docket from the council to be able to use their facility, which I also got. Now, whenever I turn up, I have my certificate, I have my license number, and you're supposed to give that number, and you're supposed to get weighed in on the way in, and you're supposed to get weighed out on the way out. And the problem is that when I turn up, so far over the last 2-3 months, I've only been asked once to provide my waste carrier's license. So part of the problem is the fact that it's just not being managed correctly, even at the level of the site.
I dare say, given what you've said, you'll be asked a lot more often now. All right, John and Robert, thank you. Councillor Fletcher, you're going to have a look at this. Thank you very much indeed.
I will bring it to the attention of the director.
Right. Good morning. Okay. Thank you very much.